Hi and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and today we have got the great fortune of being joined by Matt Walsh, who's assistant coach with the University of Wisconsin. We're here in Green Bay watching the USA Hockey Tier 1 National Championships. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you, Terry.
You know what, Matt, you watch these great games and stuff like that, and there's a lot of scouts. I think there's over 100 scouts here at both the college and junior and maybe even a couple NHL guys. What's it like for you to be here and watch some talent in your home state?
Well, it's really nice to have it in the backyard because we can be here more days than typically. Like last year out in Pittsburgh, we were there a few days, two or three days, and here we're, all week. So it makes a difference that, it's nice to, see our hometown kids host it, as far as our in-state or Team Wisconsin players, because we'll see how they compete on a national level.
So how far is the University of Wisconsin, which is in Madison, from Green Bay? How far of a drive is it?
It takes about 2.5 hours. It's not that bad at all. So we just drove up on Wednesday morning, and we'll be here all week.
Great, great. Now, you're from Wisconsin. You played hockey in Wisconsin. I mean, you've done so much for the state of hockey. How important is it for grassroots hockey in Wisconsin to host an event like Nationals in your own backyard?
Well, I think it's an education thing, especially for parents. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are so focused on their small town or their local youth association, they never really get to see on a national level what really good hockey is. And, as far as Tier 1 hockey, we do have some Tier 1 programs in the state, but many of the parents and people around the state are really closed into their local community, and this is just an ability for them to come here, see what, the different levels, age 14, 16, 18, see the different levels and how each step progresses and actually kind of open their eyes to what this level of hockey is.
Oh, absolutely. And how does it, conversely, how does it help you guys in your quest to attract the best college players to the University of Wisconsin for people from all around the country to come here and see the great state and the great hospitality and all that Wisconsin has to offer?
I wish it was around the Madison area, then they could actually, come to see our facilities or tour our facilities or at least kind of get a look at that. But, just to come to Wisconsin and see, the facility up here in Green Bay and the people hosting it and that is just, it's a benefit for the university as well.
And we talked about there's a lot of scouts here from a lot of different organizations. And you guys are all going after probably the same group of kids. So there's probably not many secrets out here,
right?
Are there?
No, there's no secrets. I mean, we all know who the good players are. And, we all have different needs, and our programs are all different. Mm-hmm. We all have different cultures. We all have different needs as far as players, depending on the year. So there's no secrets. But, what you try to do is find out what's going to be a good fit for you. Watch these players, say, okay, I need this in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I need these type of players. And you try to find that fit.
Well, that brings up a good question. What age are you mostly looking at here? Because like you said before, we have the 14U, the 16U, and the 18U. Is there one age group that you're more keenly looking at?
Not really. Just with the older kids, we've already seen them for several years. So
right.
We're just verifying what we've already seen or seeing how they're progressing. Are they making that next jump? Are they making that to that next level, that next step they need to before they move on to maybe, the North American League or USHL or wherever they decide to go play? So we're kind of just verifying it. With the younger kids, it's kind of a fresh look. Right. You're seeing them relatively newer, like the 99 birth dates or the U14s, and now you're saying, okay, now on a national level, how are you competing against the best talent in the nation?
What kind of advice would you give to whether it's a kid or a parent who's here now? And they see all you guys. They see people wearing the
right.
Wisconsin jacket or the Ohio State jacket and things like that. They know that they're being watched by these college coaches. What kind of advice would you give them as they play these games?
I think the biggest thing is don't rush the process. I mean, every kid develops a different level, different speed, different rate. But, let that happen. Let that process happen. Just because some your teammate might be getting an offer or, committing to a college or going to play, juniors early, that doesn't mean your kid won't be there,
right.
But don't rush that process. And the second thing is do your homework. Be educated on what's out there, what the opportunities are available. College Hockey Inc. for us does a great job as educating, parents and kids on the different, availabilities as far as playing college hockey and what's all out there. If you ask any junior coach or college coach or if a parent talks to you, or go ask them questions. Say, what's the process? What do we need to do? Where do you think my kid stands? What does he need to do? So I think just be really educated and don't rush it.
That's great advice. Well, you know, Matt, I wanted to also ask you about, you're now back at your alma mater. You're back with Wisconsin in a role as assistant coach with Mike Eaves. Before that, you were the coach-in-chief for the Central District. How much do you miss that role? I know that this must be a dream job for you, but how much do you miss the work that you did and were able to do at the grassroots level?
Well, yeah, I guess my whole thing about staying in hockey since I stopped playing and got into coaching and, you know, just try to improve the game. And I can do that, you know, I'm fortunate enough to come full circle from growing up in Wisconsin, being fortunate enough to play there, now coming back to coach there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you kind of see that full circle take place. And I think just that alone has really helped me, you know, mm-hmm. as far as coaching. And then with my time with USA Hockey, you know, all the coaching education, trying to make an impact on the coaches, letting them know they can be good teachers and you know, make the kids, I guess, have a great experience, but also teach them the game so they can progress to the next level.
Absolutely. Have you been able to see a lot of people here this week that maybe you ran into during your time with USA Hockey and maybe, you know, you're crossing paths with?
Well, it's kind of, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of people that I've seen, you know, because I've known so many people with USA Hockey and got to know, you know, people from being the coach chief for Central District. So I see them here, you know, with either their kids playing or they're just here to watch, whatever it is. And I even ran into a gentleman who coached me when I was 7, 8 years old at hockey school up here in Green Bay, but he's here and watching and volunteering his time. And, you know, so that was kind of satisfying. We relived a lot of old memories there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the hockey community is such a small-knit, close-knit group. And just finally, I just wanted to ask the Badgers, you know, how are things going with the Badgers? I mean, I know they had a tough go at the regionals, I mean, against a very tough North Dakota team. Yeah. And but what's the future look like for the Badgers?
You know, we lost a lot of seniors. We lost 9 seniors, and then we had Jake McCabe signed a pro. He was a junior. So, you know what, we have a lot of holes to fill. We think we had a good freshman class coming in. But again, you know what, it's going to be a learning process. It's going to be a teaching process and being patient with those players. But, you know, at the same time, you know, letting them know what their expectation is as far as they go through with the University of Wisconsin and what the expectation is of how they need to step up and play. So I think it's going to be, you know, not a starting over process, but actually a rebuilding process. And, you know, I think we have some good pieces in place and some good pieces coming in.
You know, they always say you can't go home again, but you're able to go back to your alma mater and give back to the school and help develop the next generation of Badger. Just the last question is, just how much of a dream job is that for you to be able to do that?
You know, it's just very exciting. I'm lucky, you know, to have this opportunity and like I said, for it to come full circle. And, you know, Coach Eaves and Gary Suchek, the other assistant, are just wonderful. We all played at Wisconsin. You know, they do such a great job, and, you know, I think I fit in well with that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a good team, and we all bring different things and experiences to all these kids mm-hmm. and try to, you know, like I said, get them ready for that next step for them as well.
Absolutely. Once a Badger, always a Badger.
Hopefully, right?
Great. Well, hey, Matt, I know that this is a busy week for you, and so I want to thank you for taking the time, and thanks for everything that you've done in the past for USA Hockey and continue to do.
Oh, Harry, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
All right, and thanks, everybody, for listening. We're coming to you from Green Bay, Wisconsin, the site of the 2014 USA Hockey Tier 1 National Championships. Thanks for listening.